I'm so glad you could join me for 5x5. 5x5 is a 5-minute, 5-thought podcast where I share moments of clarity in being human. There are tiny moments all around us every single day where humans and life collide. These are those moments. Every week, I will share with you 5 thoughts in 5 minutes on the things that have made me reflect on being human. Here's my top 5 for this week. Moment 1, saying yes to nudges. This last week I've really settled into familiar mode. Familiar with the tasks that once were new and not anymore. Familiar with a new routine for a new purpose. Familiar with processes and systems. And this familiarity is now freeing me up to feel a little more, well, free. My energy is being spent on play and fun and spontaneity. Twice this week I've had ideas on a whim and without hesitation, without too much thinking, I've thought, let's do it. I have no expectations of attachment, no conditions, no failure or success attached to the outcome, just simply an inspired idea coupled with inspired action. I've become braver like that, doing so many firsts. It's a new concept for me, this there's more idea. More ideas, more opportunities, more options, more ways forward than I could imagine. I was so entrenched in success outcomes, in fear of failure, in expectations, that I didn't see the world as this vast offering of experience, adventure, enticement, and co-collaborator. But I'm here now, with it, in it, and I'm saying yes to all those nudges. It's immensely exhilarating. I think you should try it. Moment 2. Underestimating people. Oh man, I do this all the time. They say in moments of crisis we find out what people are made of. Bob Marley is often attributed to that famous saying, you never know how strong you are until being strong is the only choice you have. I know that I often underestimate my capacity to endure, but I've also realised that I underestimate others. I underestimate their stamina, their resilience, their strength, their courage, and their thinking. I underestimate what they can handle and how they can still walk through the trials thrown their way. And it is so awe-inspiring when you witness it. When you see a human rise from a bottom that you didn't know was possible, and you see them climb and claw and cling their way back, you remember once again that humans can do the supernatural when they need to, when they're called upon, when there's no other choice. You have that too, you know, that superpower, that grit. Show them. Go and show them to remember not to underestimate you. Turn up and show yourself. Moment 3, fear. I know I've talked about this before. I've probably talked about it in one form or another in every episode, but that's because it's so much a part of why we humans act and react the way we do. We can sit still in our lives for a long time because of fear. I witnessed it this week in someone whose fear stops them from moving forward. Life has been paused in time because they're too scared to shuffle even the slightest of movements forward. Paused. And what I share with her, I'll share with you. You don't have to do it alone. You find the people who have been there and want to see you get there. As Maya Angelou said, self-love is so important. It's important that you have love for yourself so that when you walk into an office, you don't go alone. Bring your people with you. Bring everybody who has loved you with you. Say, come on, Grandma, let's go. Great Grandpa, you've been dead all this time. Come on, let's go. I have to go in here. I have an interview. Come on, Auntie. Come, my friends, come. Let's go. And when you walk, people don't know what it is about you. They can't take their eyes off of you. You may not be cute in any given sense. You may not be fashion model size in any given sense. You may not be any of those things, but they can't keep their eyes off you. And they say, I don't know what it is, but she has charisma. But no, what you have is all those people around you. So think of that any time you have something to do. Bring everybody with you. And that way you can remember who has loved you. So this week, take that step. We will all be with you. Moment 4, the mundane. A few years ago, I made a commitment to find amazement and pleasure in the mundane. The mundane routines, chores, have-to-dos. Let me explain why. We have to do them. We have to do them anyway, so we may as well figure out a way to enjoy them. The washing, the rituals of getting ready for work, the gardening, grocery shopping, paying bills, vacuuming, cooking, they're going to be there. And after all, they are the things that make up our days, the moments, the hours, those things that we schedule in to do every week. We may as well enjoy them. Sometimes I keep the mundane mundane, and I soak in the silence, the attention to detail, the gift of having somewhere that needs all those things done. Sometimes I dress the mundane up and we go and do it together with song and dance moves and podcasts and inspiration. Either way, I've learnt to appreciate all that makes up my weeks. I wonder if you can notice something mundane you can cherish this week. Moment 5, the richest place on earth. I think it was either Les Brown or Miles Munro who said, "The graveyard is the richest place on earth because it is here that you will find all the hopes and dreams that were never fulfilled. The books that were never written, the songs that were never sung, the inventions that were never shared, the cures that were never discovered, and all because somebody was too afraid to take that first step, to keep with the problem, or to be determined to carry out their dream." Do you hear that? Do you feel that? And do you know what it takes to change that? 20 seconds of courage. Yes, Benjamin in We Bought a Zoo was right. He was so right. 20 seconds of insane courage can pave the way for your legacy to be the richest thing you leave this world, your home, your village, or your family. If money wasn't the only worth you could generate in this world, what would your goal look like? Would your goal be love, happiness, joy, perspective, encouragement? What would it look like for you? What 20 seconds of insane courage this week could get you closer to that? If you want someone to hold you accountable, shout out. I'd be happy to see you flourish into the human you deserve to be. Thanks for listening to 5x5. Reach out and let me know about the thoughts, feelings and knowings that this has brought you. You can reach me on Facebook at Erin Minogue Author or on Instagram at Erin Minogue Soul Awakener. If you connect with me by signing up to my weekly newsletter, I will send you my free resource on the thought leaders, TED Talks, and videos that changed my life.